Good morning, Wanda. Governor Rick Scott and his cabinet gave a quick sign-off on Tuesday to Florida Power & Light's plan to add two new reactors to its nuclear power plant at Turkey Point. This expansion will dramatically increase the plant's emission-free power output, but as the cabinet heard from the Sierra Club's Stephanie Kunkel, there are environmental concerns.
There is no long-term solution for the nuclear waste disposal, which is a huge problem, especially for South Florida. This site is prone to sea level rise, which again could impact the reactors. But the site is also prone to hurricanes. This site is very close to where Hurricane Andrew hit in 1992.
The plant expansion calls for 89 miles of high-voltage transmission lines that will run through some South Dade neighborhoods. Federal approval is still required for this, and several years of construction and testing will follow before the expanded plant is fully in service. A patient in Orlando with the potentially deadly Middle East Respiratory Syndrome, or MERS for short, is unlikely to be the last. As reporter Amy Kiley tells us, the current case is largely contained, although one other healthcare worker who was exposed to the man was also hospitalized with flu-like symptoms.
About 20 workers who had contact with the MERS-CoV patient at Dr. P. Phillips Hospital are staying home, and officials are contacting community members who interacted with the man. Director of the Florida Department of Health in Orange County, Dr. Kevin Sharon, says though the current case is largely contained, future ones require preparation.
All the hospitals in Central Florida, all the emergency departments in the United States, to be perfectly honest, need to become very proficient with handling the Middle East Respiratory Syndrome virus.
The patient with MERS at Dr. P. Phillips works at a hospital in the Arabian Peninsula, the virus's origin, and came to Orlando to visit family. Healthcare workers are more likely to catch MERS because it spreads through very close contact with infected bodily fluids. The Centers for Disease Control says MERS kills about 30% of those infected. I'm Amy Kiley in Orlando.
For the sixth day in a row, red warning flags are flying at many South Florida beaches. A rip current advisory has been extended yet again for our region. The National Weather Service extended the advisory through this evening for Miami-Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach counties because of windy weather conditions. A spokesman for Miami Beach Ocean Rescue says at least 43 people had to be rescued in the last 2 days alone because of rip currents. 24 rescues have been made along Fort Lauderdale beaches since Friday. Red flags along beaches generally warn swimmers about rough conditions and rip currents. Ocean conditions are expected to improve by the weekend. From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMatte. Now it's back to Wanda Miles.